Welcome to XO Amanda Rose, a podcast that talks all things love, dating, relationships, and everything in between. Amanda is a nationally renowned celebrity matchmaker, dating expert, and entrepreneur with several national companies in the dating industry. She is obsessed with helping you achieve radical love, living the life of your dreams, and having the time of your life along the way. If you're looking to up-level your love life, you've come to the right place. Sit back, grab a glass of champagne, and let's get started.
You know what I've found as a matchmaker is that people often project their pain onto you. And that can be in like a dating relationship. It can be in a client to, you know, business relationship. There's so many hurting people that have not dealt with the baggage. They haven't dealt with the inner work that needs to be completed to heal and get to the next step, that they start to project that pain onto other people. And oftentimes it's not meant to be projected on someone else, but it does come out and they project that pain or experience onto a person that has nothing to do with the experience that or pain that they haven't dealt with yet. So when we perceive things in life, it's like we go through life and we make these projections on a situation or experience based on past experiences. And that's when the problem comes up. That's when the relationship problems come up. That's when the dating, if you're successful in dating or not, that's when those issues come up. Because when we approach a situation or an experience, a new situation or a new experience or a new relationship, based on the projections of our past, we put up limitations on that new experience or that new relationship because we are already prejudging something that has nothing to do with our past. So, for example, when you go on a date with a new person, but you have experienced great heartbreak in the past, let's say you've been cheated on, you've been with an emotionally unavailable people, or you've just had bad experiences with dating in general, and you go on this new date, but you already have these false expectations in your head of how you expect it's going to go. Now, you might be hoping that it goes well and it meets all your goes above and beyond all your wildest dreams, but there's the problem. That's when the blocks come, because subconsciously, we already expect it not to go well based on our past experiences. We already expect to look for the bad in someone based on our past experiences. Instead of approaching that new date or approaching that new experience with, I'm going to have a great time. What can I find great about this person? How can I enjoy this time? We automatically dig through the past experiences and project those onto that new experience. And when that happens, we automatically self-sabotage ourselves. We self-sabotage that experience of feeling great, of joy, of amazing connection. We've already set the stage to self-sabotage in that situation. So oftentimes I hear people that come to our singles events. There's two different groups of people that come to our singles events. There's the ones that will enjoy themselves and have fun no matter what. And then there's the ones that are the complainers, the negative Nancys, the ones that are looking to find something wrong, that are looking at the people and prejudging them before even meeting them or getting to know them. They're prejudging a situation instead of having fun no matter what the situation, or no matter what the choices are at the singles events. They prejudge it and they automatically set themselves up for success and to have a bad time. But then I have the opposite people that come in and they're joyful, they're fun, they're engaging. They are the people that other people want to be around. They're having fun, they're enjoying themselves no matter what. They're creating conversations with people that they probably wouldn't date, but they're creating those connections. And that those people, more often than not, actually I think every single time, end up getting interest from other people at the event. They get more dates, they enjoy it, they meet new connections. They might not go on a date with someone that they meet at the event, but they've had such a great time that they leave happy, they leave fulfilled. Other people are drawn to them. So There's a huge difference with the two types of mindsets. One is setting themselves up for success. The other is setting themselves up for self-sabotage and failure. The people that set themselves up for success are the ones that will just have fun with dating. They're happy with themselves. They don't need someone to create happiness in their life. They're already creating that for themselves. They don't need that someone to complete them. They are already complete, are working on that process and completing what they want in life themselves. Those are the successful people. The people that feel like when they go to these events and have these high expectations of, you know, they maybe the person that they see the people and they're not attracted to anybody there. That's okay. You're not going to walk into every single room or get on every single dating site and immediately find people that you're attracted to. That is not what human connection is about. Human connection is about connecting with humans on an emotional level, having conversations. It doesn't mean you have to connect with them or you don't have to be attracted to them. You can still make connections and be a decent human being. That is what human connection is about. And the thing is, when people see you act in such a way where you are so focused on finding the superficial things about people in a room and prejudging people in a room, that automatically lowers your attraction level. And I see it all the time. I've done hundreds of singles events and I've worked with thousands of singles, and I see it every single time. The people that walk in a room with a smile on their face and they're having fun, their attraction levels are instantly raised and people want to be around them. I have noticed it, even if I take like the most attractive person in the room, they're having fun. Someone that maybe is not the most attractive person in the room, but they're fun, they're engaging. The most attractive person will be attracted to that person and want to talk to them and hang out with them for the night because of what they radiate. But the person, it could be even the most attractive person in the room and have a very negative mindset. And then that person, you know, nobody wants to talk with that person. Nobody wants to hang out with them because they're so negative. They're not having fun. They're not enjoying life. And who wants to be around that? So the thing is, to get back on track of what I was saying earlier, is we project our past pain, our past experiences onto our current situations. And when we continue on the same path, we could repeat the same patterns and we don't move forward into something beautiful and happy and of growth. And then that's when the problem comes in. That's when the things start to, you know, we start to feel more frustration. We wonder why we keep attracting the same people over and over and over. It's because we have not identified what is holding us back. If you're not dating successfully, then there is some type of block there. There's something holding you back from moving forward into a more successful dating life. And I'm saying, you know, a successful dating life does not have to mean you're in a relationship. A successful dating life is, it means you are dating high quality people. You are attracting high quality people. You are having fun. You are enjoying the journey along the way to find your one. That is a successful dating life. The people that complain and are trying to rush the process are not dating successfully. I guarantee you they're not. So that is why I say, when you go into a situation or on a date, are you projecting the past onto a current situation, or are you looking at the current situation as a new opportunity, as something brand new, something fresh, something that's never happened before? What can you find out great about this person in front of you? How can you enjoy this night no matter what? And I know some dates are just horribly horrible and you can't enjoy them no matter what. There are those exceptions, but I'm not sure how you got to that point of going on the date with that person, because there should be some screening before you even meet in person. So I'm not saying every date is wonderful. We've all had horrible dating experiences, but the more you do it, the more you learn how to screen for those right qualities. So, but once you, you know, you're not just jumping into meeting everybody you chat with online and you do some type of screening to see if it is a respectable person, then that you should look for what can I, how can I have fun in this experience, in this moment, in this now? Maybe it's just, you know, having a conversation about your passions or your travel experiences, whatever it may be, and you're just getting to know this person. So something that I did when I was dating is I like to look at dating as, okay, I'm going to meet a new person. What can I find out great about them? And I always thought, well, if it doesn't work out, you know, I plan on having a great conversation, getting to know someone and what they're all about, and just enjoying the night out, enjoying, you know, a night out to grab a drink or grab some food, whatever it may be. I had some really fun experiences while I was dating and did different things, you know, that were really, you know, just fun. So, and the same thing when I met my man, the night I met him, I was actually planning on meeting friends later that night, and our conversation ended up going way longer than I expected. But I went into that date with the expectation of, well, I'm having a great conversation with this guy. Even if it doesn't work out, he would be a great person to hang out with in the future and to be a friend with, because he had just moved into town and, you know, he was new to town, didn't know many people. We loved to do the same things. We loved, like, you know, hole in the wall concerts and stuff like that, and, you know, exploring and finding new musicians. So we loved a lot of the same, and we did a lot of the same things. So I thought, well, worst case, he could be a great friend just to hang out with, you know, and go to concerts with. So I was already looking at the expectation, okay, what can I find out great about him? I found out great things. And then I switched that to, okay, if it doesn't work out, no big deal, no pressure. There's, you know, if it doesn't work out, he's not my person. But in the meantime, I'm going to have fun with this. I could hang out with this guy and have a good time. And actually, a lot of my, the people I dated before him actually turned into friends. I don't hang out with them now because I'm in a relationship. But before I met my man, the guys I dated, I would hang out with once in a while as a friend, because I always looked for things that were great in that person. And so some I would, you know, go boating with, or some I would go, you know, just out to eat or whatever, go grab a drink, because I found out something great within those people, and I didn't automatically go into the date thinking, okay, what is wrong with this person? Looking, just setting it up for self-sabotage. I was had that positive expectation that I could find something great about this person. So I know it's hard sometimes not to project the past onto a current situation or a current person, but it's important to be mindful of that when you are dating, so that that doesn't happen, because you don't want to self-sabotage a potential great relationship because you're projecting false perceptions, false expectations, false stories onto a relationship that has nothing to do with the stories that you created in the past or created in your head. So, and I know that's often very hard because we're so in, you know, those past stories, those experiences are so ingrained within us that it's hard to really heal and clear those out and start fresh, because we have, you know, for years and years built those up over and over and over, and we often repeat those patterns subconsciously, not realizing what we're doing. And then it just, you know, kind of, it has a snowball effect into our current life, our current relationships, our current experiences. So, and that's a whole other subject to talk on how to get past that. But just a few things that you can do is, when those old stories come up, ask yourself, is this ultimately true? Is this ultimately, you know, true for my story now? Is this ultimately true for the person sitting across from me or the person I'm dating? And the thing it usually is, the answer is usually no, it's not the ultimate truth. This is a story I've created from a past experience that I'm holding on to. So when we do that, when we can recognize it and identify where it's coming from, we can then say, okay, why is this not the ultimate truth? And then we can start to shift that story that we've been telling ourselves into a new story. So if I am, you know, telling myself a story that all men cheat, I can ask myself, is that ultimately true about every single man? No, it's not. It's not true. Not all men cheat. Some men cheat, some don't. Some women cheat, some women don't. So that is not the ultimate truth. It would could be a story that I put into place based on my past experiences, which I did do that actually. You know, my ex-husband did cheat on me, and I put that story, you know, I had to erase that story. You know, there are things that trigger me or experiences that trigger those past experiences with him that bring up that sense of fear, that bring up that sense of limiting belief. And I have to identify it. And I have to say, okay, where is this coming from? It's coming from a past story. Is it the ultimate truth? No, it's not. What is the ultimate truth? And then I tell myself the ultimate truth. Okay. So that's just a quick way to identify and be mindful about what's going on in your head and how you can make that shift really quickly and get back to truth and get back to a healthy mindset of what's really going on. That will kind of like push you into a higher energetic state. It will also push you into a higher attraction level because you attract, you know, like attracts like, and that's, you want to make sure that you're constantly on that mindset level of growth and calling in a higher mindset person. You don't want the lower qualities because that's what gets us in trouble every single time. So when you go out on your next date or when you are just going to a new place, a singles event or wherever it may be, ask yourself, is my mindset about this situation coming from a past experience? If it is, ask yourself, is this the ultimate truth? No. And then replace it with the ultimate truth. I have a choice to have fun in this situation. I have a choice to have fun and enjoy myself at this singles event. I have the choice to enjoy meeting new people. I have the choice to enjoy this date, whatever it may be. So for another example, I was talking to one of my clients. I actually set her up with someone, and they've been dating for quite some time now. And before I set her up, she said that she went to a singles event that was hosted by another matchmaker in our area, and she had a really bad experience. And I asked her, I said, you know, well, not all singles events are like that. So, and that's why she actually said, that's why I didn't go to one of yours that I saw advertised. And I told her, you know, every experience is different. Every event is different. Every single one of my events, new people come in that I've never met before that haven't mingled together. But then oftentimes we have people that have been. We have, you know, people that continue to come to our events. So we do have people that have attended that you might meet before. And then you'll meet new people. But you never know what type of crowd will come in. But you can't let that deter you from trying something new and going. Because what if the person you're supposed to meet didn't go to the last one or hasn't joined that online dating site yet? Maybe they're working on some things themselves, their, you know, inner work, and they just haven't made that leap yet. But you give up too soon, and then you don't cross paths at that time. I always say to really tune into your intuition, tune into your gut feeling when it comes to going to places. Now, there's a difference between fear and intuition, like your gut feeling of absolutely not going, or fear of coming out of your comfort zone. There's two different things, and you really have to tune in to know the difference. Like fear of getting out of your comfort zone is scary, and it kind of takes a nudge to get you there. You wish you could kind of jump over that and go. Are, you know, not have the fear of the unknown. When you have a nudge to do something new or go somewhere, or you have that nudge like, I should do this to get out and have fun, you need to go. You need to go. If you have a fear of like, it's a different type of fear, like you shouldn't go, like it's heavy on your heart, like you really shouldn't go, listen to that as well. I think our intuition is very strong, but we have to know the difference between the fear of getting out of our comfort zone and the fear of, you know, something trying to give us a warning. There's two different things, and people often get those mixed up, And it's important to really tune into your intuition, learn the difference, and start to do things out of your comfort zone so that you can tell the difference. Because I tell you, and I've told this story a million times before, there have been many moments in my life where I didn't want to go to an event, but I went and I met people that changed my life for the better. So make sure that you step out of that comfort zone and try new things, go to new places, you know, and start replacing those old stories of fear with new stories that are going to create that new life for you, that new beginning. Because you don't want to stay stuck in the same thing. You don't want to stay stuck in the same mindset or the same place. You obviously want something different in life because you're on this podcast right now. You're debating this in your head about going to a singles event or whatever it may be. So make that choice to do something out of your comfort zone and start to tune into your intuition. So that is all I have for you guys today. I encourage you to take these steps and apply them to your life. Even if it's baby steps get you to start you in the right direction. I love you guys. Have a wonderful week, and let me know how your new stories go.